Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Toby, you know it's not cheap? A flight to Madrid.
Yeah, I heard the junks talking through that. It's like probably 800 to a grand.
Well, what's crazy, dude, is I looked at this stuff last week, and it wasn't that bad. It's jumped. I wonder if maybe they'll introduce more flights, and that'll kind of because if I'm an enterprising airplane company, especially if I'm United, which has a huge hub here and a ton of international travel, like. Throw a couple more flights in. You're going to sell them out, dude. I think you could pack two planes with people going to Madrid. I am super excited about that. I don't get too worked up. I love finding out the schedule. I would consider myself a schedule dork. But the only thing I don't want to happen is a road trip on Christmas, which means there will be a road trip on Christmas. Like that's the only way this is going to go. I have a six-year-old daughter who... Hopefully she's at school and not listening right now. Kids, if you're in the car right now, earmuffs. My six-year-old still believes in Santa, and that's a special kind of magic for a parent.
Of course, yeah.
And I'm hoping to be able to hold on to that. But honestly, by the time we get to December and she's almost seven and big sister is 10, I think our Santa days are probably numbered anyway.
Well, and Santa doesn't show up on December 28th. It has to be the 25th. So
Yeah. Santa doesn't take a rain check. All right, I got a serious question. I don't know who all we got. I know I wasn't the only one with some transportation issues this morning, but I'm going to ask a serious question. I'll start with you, Toby. Do you think the NBA draft lottery is rigged?
Oh, man. JP, I'm not generally a conspiracy theorist guy. I'm not generally one to believe any of this stuff, like, oh, this is rigged and they do all this stuff, but... LeBron James was on the Pat McAfee show a couple of weeks ago and basically alluded to that, saying, oh, I'm sure that Cleveland definitely was going to win the lottery when I was the number one pick. And you have Luka traded away, and they get the number one pick. And the Pelicans traded away Anthony Davis, and they get the number one pick. And after LeBron leaves Cleveland, they get the number one overall pick. I don't know. Like, I don't think it's rigged, but all the evidence seems to point it. Like, point that direction, because you have all this craziness going down with the Mavericks, and everybody in Dallas is so frustrated, and it seems like they're about to lose a massive part of their fan base and frustration, and it's like, well, here's a little nugget to get you back. It's a little bit disappointing, and even if you don't want to go, okay, well, them getting the number one overall pick, number two overall went to San Antonio to help them out to continue to build that thing up, because they feel like San Antonio is so important to the NBA. I don't know why D.C. is not important, because it's such a basketball hotbed out here in the DMV. I don't know why D.C. isn't important to the NBA. Maybe it's because the Wizards have been largely irrelevant for a better part of four decades. But it's hard not to believe some of these conspiracies when year after year you have craziness happening and the Wizards continually get screwed by it.
I totally agree, man. It's hard to make a lot of sense of. You know what I mean?
Like 1.8% chance, JP. 1.8. And they get the first pick.
Lanville, do you think it's rigged? Seriously.
100%. 100%.
Legitimately.
Yes. Absolutely.
Did you think that prior to last night?
I was a little bit skeptical, but there's, like Toby was talking about, there's too many coincidences. Cleveland getting the number one overall pick when it's LeBron. The Mavericks give Luka to the most popular team in the league to try to keep them somewhat relevant, and then they just get gifted the number one overall pick. 100% rigged. 100%. And the fact that they do it like behind closed doors, they won't allow anybody into the room to see exactly how the lottery balls are drawn. You know, they made a really big deal. You're not allowed to bring cell phones in here. Why not? Why can't somebody record it? What are you trying to hide?
And they released the video afterwards. My boy Danny sent me the video that they released.
Plenty of time to doctor.
I don't give a crap afterwards. You know what I mean? Like, I care watching it live. Whether or not it's rigged, I generally find conspiracies impossible to believe, because when people, like the RFK thing, right? They had the RFK press conference announcement, whatever, was set to happen a couple weeks back. Say it was set for like Monday at noon, right? Didn't we take it live on the show? And this big embargoed press release went out to members of the media all over DC, probably some national folks, Sunday evening. And you had to RSVP and say you confirmed the embargo. And people may not know what embargo is, but a lot of times news outlets get information from whatever the news source is, but it's embargoed till a certain time. So you're allowed to have the information, prepare your story, prepare your television package, whatever, but you can't go with it until X time, Monday at noon, for instance. And as soon as I got the information and recognized the embargo, I was like, there's no way this won't get out. Because once you just have all the people involved that have the information and the people involved in sending out the information, and then they mention it to their wife or their partner or whatever, like, once that circle starts widening, it's just impossible to keep things secret. And specific to the embargo, a lot of times people tip off their media outlet of choice. So in general, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, but like the thing with Dallas makes it so hard to believe. It's just
right.
It's really, really pretty remarkably stupid and dumb. And I don't know what to do with that. What I'm saying?
This is intriguing. JP Mill in the chat said, when we got John Wall, that's when Agent Zero had the locker room incident. Go back and look. December 2009, that's when all the stuff went down with Arenas and Crittenton, which there's a whole new Netflix doc. And 2010, here comes John Wall to D.C. Like,
right.
I mean, it's an easy way to, like, control publicity.
Wasn't that, like, right after Ted kind of bought the team fully, too?
It's just crazy how it's, like, it's... You don't want to believe it's rigged, but so many ways all this stuff just happens to work out. If it happens once or twice, it's one thing. But it's not once or twice. This is year after year after year where, you know, last year it wasn't a big-time draft, so it really didn't matter. So right. Everyone just kind of like, whatever happens, happens. This year it's Cooper Flagg, and it just so happens that they get to replace Luka Doncic with Cooper Flagg. Oh, I'm sure. I'm so sure that wasn't somewhat rigged.
Here's where we are. John Hollinger covers the NBA. We're going to ask him if the NBA draft is rigged next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.